And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 241.
241.
Welcome. My name is Silas Lindenstein.
Welcome. My name is Samantha Rund.
And this is the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle. Probably. We are back after a bit of a hiatus here. Always great to see Samantha. A lot of you that follow me on social media know that I've had a challenging last 6 months, and but it's good with the children now back in school to be able to get back to something regular in my life, besides soccer, an outlet of some sort. Always help me feel better.
Just me outlets. Too. Thanks, Silas. Yeah. I love our podcast.
And if you're watching from your YouTubes, you can see the beautiful studio that Samantha's in, as well as the Blair that I'm in.
Yes.
We talk about some of life's journeys this week with my daughter going off to college and our experiences with that and such. And of course, as normal, get into some food talk, because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We should probably eat before we record.
I think we should also make a cookbook. I want us to do a cookbook and a tour. I have got big dreams here.
Well, we could tour with a cookbook.
Exactly. We definitely should. Yeah.
It would have my gumbo recipe in it, probably, right?
That's great.
Just have to have a theme. Is it a black and a half? Is it like half soul, half Italian? Like what is, what's going in there? Is it meals for parents? I mean, meals that parents can prepare. I don't know. There's a lot to go. Maybe people will tell us, hey, this is what you should tell us, what you eat.
Yeah.
How do you make a quesadilla?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about, too, like our differences in eating habits, water drinking habits and hotel habits. I'm curious what if people are more going to hotels like you are or like I am. Like, what kind of guest are you?
Oh, disgusting. Yes. Just disgusting. Okay. So, yeah, let's know. Thank you. Like, share, follow, all that. But mostly sit back, relax, open your hearts, open your ear holes, and listen to episode number 241, Black and a Half. My daughter has gone to college now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have mixed feelings, honestly, now about college and when you should go and the use of it. I think it is a bigger financial decision now than it used to be. I think it was a no-brainer before.
Yeah.
And now I think it's a maybe you should do it when you're ready to do the work for it.
Yeah, like, now it's there's
like yeah. So but I mean, particularly scholarships and stuff, if you're scholarshiped in, you should go, like, for sure. Anyway, so she's going to Western Washington, right? Mm-hmm. She has roommates, and apparently she tells them she's been with them like 2 weeks now. At some point she told them that I did comedy.
Cool. Okay.
And so they're like, what does, like, they wanted to find me doing stuff. And so they asked my name, and I guess they Googled and found my set from the 206.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Remember? And they loved it. They thought it was hilarious, I guess. And then they found a little video me and Mandy had made at one time called How Not to Fuck Up Thanksgiving. Like, it was a little video, and that's they really cool. loved, they thought that, and she was like, and she said, yeah, that's my favorite too. And I was like, I didn't even know my daughter had seen that video, for one. Like, I was like, wait, is she watching my stuff? Like, she's watched my stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think she listens to this at all, but then I was talking to Gretchen, my wife, last night, and I said, she told them that I'm a comic. She must have known they would ask to see something. I think, and my, and Gretchen goes, I think she's proud of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
really sweet.
And I'm like, I think she thinks I'm funny.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't share it.
Exactly.
You wouldn't share it unless you like, unless it was to like, my dad is such a bad comic.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen unless to the crap he says.
They're like, my dad sucks. My dad's worse. No, mine's even worse than Libby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But did not sound like that was.
And she said that her roommates think I'm hilarious. And I'm like, oh, I don't know why. If I'm curious if this happens to people who are not comics. If someone says they think you're funny or they know someone who thinks you're hilarious, for me, that's a bigger deal than like, hey, they have a crush on you or they think you're hot. I'm like, they think I'm funny? Ah, that's awesome. That is like, for me, that's like the biggest compliment. To like, and I don't even, I'm not even doing stand up really right now, right? But like, for someone to say that they think I'm funny, I just, it just warms my heart in the same sense that someone says you're not funny. You're like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And then I'll think about it all day. That's
funny. So,
right?
So I saw a friend recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like trying to remember the first time that I had met them. Well, actually, I did. It was an impression on me because the first time I think I met them, they were headlining something. And I was like, oh, they're so funny.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't remember the set or anything. I just remember my first impression was like, oh, they were so funny. And I think I probably had run up to them and told them that because I like complimenting people, you know, when they. Yeah. So
because you're a good person.
Okay, I didn't realize what a good compliment it was actually to share until you.
Well, it might not be for other people. I mean, for you, what is the biggest compliment for you? Is there a thing that, you know, if someone says, you're going to be like, that's like a,
I mean, getting compliments on what a good mom I am is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, especially from people who. Like if they're teachers or they're around, like they have a lot of comparison, you know, it just totally warms my heart. Yeah. And like my mom, she tells me that I'm really very good mom. I'm like, oh, and of course my kid unprompted told her teacher the other day, just out of nowhere. She just said, my mom is the best mom. I was like, aw. But she also told me yesterday, I don't like your hair. Or no, she said she liked my hair. But then she said she didn't love my shirt, but that she did love me. But sometimes she thinks it's funny to say, I don't love you. I love your face. Or I don't like, she has such, she's such a little teaser. She's just so. Yeah. That's probably the best. I do love it when people tell me that I'm funny too, though. Like I was talking to my mom earlier and she actually just told me, I said something and she's like, oh yeah, that was like your one joke that, and I'm like, what? There's a joke that I did when I was living in LA. And she's like, well, sometimes I watch your videos on YouTube. I'll watch your comedy or your house tours, or I'll just watch stuff. And I'm like, oh, you do? That's sweet. Cause she's not a clingy parent. Yeah. So it's.
So what, would someone telling you you're funny, does that put a bigger smile on your face or your soul than like, hey, Samantha, you're hot. Like, ooh, she's pretty. Which,
oh, I mean, it depends who says it. I will tell you something that was extremely frustrating. I feel like this will come around the conversation.
Full circle.
I think so. Cause you know how, like, sometimes you can't make your punchline until you have to say that other thing first. Yeah. I feel like I can't answer your question really until I get to this first. Maybe you'll get the meaning out of it.
Okay.
So I showed like a little while ago, I sent a video of a house tour I did that I was just proud of myself for doing, like the editing and, you know, just doing like the whole thing totally. And I sent them all. They were like, how was your day? I'm like, good. I just finished editing this and like sent it to them. And they were like, oh, nice. Also, you look amazing. And the other one kind of said almost the same thing. And I was really frustrated because it was like, oh, that's a great compliment. But I'm like, look at the fucking work that I did. Like I filmed this myself. I edited it myself. I came up with the thumbnail. I blah, blah, blah. Like I did all of that.
And you're like, I know I'm hot. You don't like, no, but tell me I'm a good editor.
I wanted recognition for my work, man. And, and the talent for that it took. Sure. It's nice that they think I look good. Cause I'm not as confident as I used to be in that department, you know, but it just was kind of offensive in a way. It was especially when I re-explained it to them, like, oh, thank you. But did you see, I did blah, 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 said all that. Oh yeah, that was great. But you look amazing. It's like,
do you feel like, were they somebody who works in industry? Like in editing and stuff?
That's actually a really awesome point because you are absolutely 100% correct. They were not. And if they were, then they would have.
I don't. Like, yeah.
What, game recognized game, like talent sees talent. Probably that.
I don't think normies understand what, like how hard it is to shoot a thing. Like
that is
put it together. Really good point. So I think they're just like,
that's actually.
Cause I think they watch something. And so they just expect things to be good. Like, oh, just things should be good. Like here's, oh, it was smooth. So that they're like, oh yeah, that's it. But so you that's, know what? That's where they think they're complimenting.
Thanks,
they
just actually, don't. That does make me feel much better. Cause my ex, who I don't talk to often, right. As we know, I can say since he does film stuff, he will occasionally mention, I saw your video. You did a really good job. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you for noticing that. Yeah.
You don't want the ex to tell you you're hot. You want him to comment the.
I mean, that
your
would edit, be
your work because it's weird,
would,
right?
That would be inappropriate,
right?
And
I mean,
I listen.
I'm okay if my exes tell me I'm hot.
I just expect my exes to all still think that. I just think yeah, it's weird if they tell me that.
Yeah.
You know.
Just to sidetrack. Right now, we have a maid service, Molly Maids, no plug, but they're out. They're cleaning the house right now, and I'm like, it's a little nerve wracking because.
Wait, did you say you have maid? Because I maids. Couldn't quite hear.
Yeah, yeah, maid service, cleaning service, cleaning service. I'll call it cleaning service. Maid sounds uppity. A cleaning service, and they're cleaning right now, and I hear like the occasional
uppity. Don't call yourself thing. Uppity.
Sounds up. You know what it is? It's mental health.
Oh,
like, well, yeah, that's what it is.
If you need that right now, that extra help, and you can, it helps you and it helps them because you're going to be a good customer.
It helps my spouse a lot to come right. home to something
yeah.
clean, and I know it does help me. I'm the one who has. You know, because you have to pre-clean before the cleaners come, you know?
I've never hired cleaners for my home.
I didn't know this either, but apparently you need to clean before they come so you don't look so dirty. It's something I'm learning. I learned. They definitely don't do dishes, so you got to clear out the dishes so that they can clean the sink. So, but we have to pick up all the time. I will say, I think sometimes we're messier. Because we know in 2 weeks someone's going to clean this up. I do think that sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know how I would be. Like, I know, like, whenever I stay at hotels, I always clean more than, like, I don't like scrub the tub or anything like that. But I make sure all the trash is put away. I like to, like, roll up the bedding or put, like, I try to put things in little piles for to make it easy.
I am the worst hotel person. I'm like. Towel on the floor, like, yeah, I'm not dealing, like, I'm paying $200.
I'll put all the dirty towels on the floor together in a pile in the bathroom so they only have to pick up that one pile of dirty towels.
That's nice of you. Especially after Airbnbs have come into existence and they give you like chores to do before you leave. Now I'm like, no, okay, I'm gonna pay, I'm not doing nothing. I'm gonna pay a rate.
And yeah. No, I
think it'll be everywhere. The place is going to be nasty when I'm done. But you, don't, Yeah. Funny thing about hotels, you know, hotels now, you don't like, they're like, they say, hey, in order to help the environment, let us know if you need cleaning today or not. Like, if you don't need it, like, put this out. Or they won't change your sheets every day unless you give them a note. They'll only change it every three. And I'm like, piss off on, no, every day.
What? Change it. Oh my gosh, we're so opposite when it comes to hotels. For hotels, I prefer to not have any services from them whatsoever
while you're there.
Unless if I absolutely... Why? Like, because they're
paying for it.
They work hard, though. Like, right. The people who... But
if you say no, they don't need to hire as many people.
No, they still do. They can have like an maybe a little break to have like a little snack or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah. They're going to give them a break.
Well, Silas, I'm just saying, like, as far as I'm concerned, it's like if I were home, I don't need to change my sheets every day. I'm not dirty. Like, I'm going to reuse a towel.
My slobbiness is helping employ America. Okay.
Well, so
change my sheets.
We can even each other out then that way, because, you know, what we'll do is we'll book vacations. Okay. Or no, yeah. our black and a half convention. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
And so the amount of work that I don't make them do, they'll just make up in your room, and then it'll be all, you know, feel equal for them.
But I love that they use it now as a, they try to use the environment to say why they're not going to change your sheet. And I'm like, that's not why. You're trying to save money. It's not. I do not believe you for Hilton for a second.
Well, yeah. I mean, considering the company, I agree with what you're saying there, but it is it could save a lot of water and electricity and stuff if not everybody got their sheets changed every day. Like, how often do you change your sheets at home?
Look, like, I don't think we should get into
normal circumstances.
It, not as enough, I'll tell you that. It should be a lot more. Where do I have a clean pair of sheets right now? I'm not even sure. That's how infrequently we do it. The cleaning service, if we leave sheets out, they will change the bed for us if we do that. But I'm just barely getting everything picked up enough.
I've always been very lazy about changing my sheets, though. So although I do love the feel of a clean pair of sheets. Like,
oh, yeah.
My sheets, feels great. Like, oh, I should do this more often. It feels like they feel amazing. They're so fresh and crisp. One of my friends, he used to actually iron his sheets. He took it the neck. He's probably.
I don't understand the cleanest. Why would you iron a sheet?
I don't know, but I bet his sheets felt amazing. I don't know. I never.
Maybe the top sheet, maybe I could see. But not a bottom sheet. That makes no sense. It's covered.
Maybe he had a sensory, or maybe that's what he was doing just to try to get women to want to go in his bed. Maybe he was like,
I iron my sheets. I mean, like, before you wear them, make sure gotta iron your suit before it goes out. But we were discussing before. The college thing.
Yes. And showing off dad. And
yeah. So, and then it's nice to get some text messages from her being like, oh gosh, these girls party really hard. Like telling me, like, she's like, this is a bit much for me. And like, oh, I raised a good kid. She like wants them to calm down. That's not unsolicited. I didn't.
Yeah.
She's just like, because I know she's probably being the mom of the group and trying taking care of them when they are had too much to drink. And so it's getting exhausting for her, I think. So she's like, so it's nice to hear that.
Ah, sweet girl. And
like, oh, I raised a girl who wants a little calmness in her life. And she's taken some theater courses.
Nice.
Intro to theater and a Shakespeare class.
Oh, what a treat. How fun.
I was telling somebody today, though, that I don't like English classes teaching Shakespeare.
I think it very much depends on the English teacher. My English teacher in high school was awesome at teaching Shakespeare. He would also have us come up and we would
yes
say, but
if you English are not teacher, performing it or reading it to each other, it is wrong. You don't get it. People won't get it.
It is very different.
It is not meant to be read. It is meant to be heard. Of course, there's going to be scripts, there's films and plays that there's a beauty when you read them and the script is nice and you hear that. But it was written to be performed.
Yeah, I mean, and I do think like reading it has its own merit, but yes, the ideal fashion to learn it would include actually speaking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have, and it's funny hearing her talk about other people's comments in the class about, oh, well, he clearly meant this. And she's like, what, you just got that? How do you get that? How do you get that out of that? Like, he made up words. What are you talking about? The dude just made words up, which he did, right? And I was like, yeah, there's a lot of English people they'll be very highfalutin about what they are picking out from reading it and mm-hmm. what was meant. And it's English majors look at Shakespeare a little different than I think other folks, performers do.
I miss all that stuff. I was actually thinking of like teaching a class at the library, like offering just for funsies, just to
teaching like, what?
Well, I was thinking of, there's an improv project I've been wanting to work on. Mm-hmm. So there's a few different versions of it I could do. But as you're talking about Shakespeare, I'm like, oh, I love teaching improv with Shakespeare, like Shakespeare with improv.
And you have a master's, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, that would be actually more people.
So you could teach at a community college even.
You know, I tried to get a job teaching acting at colleges for such a long time, and I just could never get a foot in. But you know what? Now that you bring that up, maybe I ought to look again. Because, yeah, that was part of our curriculum, too, was we did have a, like, I got to lead my own section.
Around here?
Theater at UW.
Did you around here do that?
I'm actually thinking, when's the last time I checked? I don't know, but I'm writing it down because
I was like, or did you try in LA where there's 80,000?
I know, it was insane.
Actors, right? I just think I've met some people who were like part-time professors at like Shoreline Community or Edmonds Community, and I'm like, I'd much rather have a Samantha Rund as a teacher.
That's so sweet of you.
In those and that's what it is, just being able to take on like one class to get you in, you know, and then
eventually. I would love that so much. Thanks for reminding me. I'm writing that down right now because like I just I miss that. It's fun. And that when now I'm on this tangent or whatever, but when I was at UW, I think I was the only TA that taught Shakespeare there was one term where I was like the only one who did it, but I did combine, I made it like a little weird, right? Like combine it with a little bit of viewpoints, a little bit of improv, like had them put their own spin on it. Cause that, like, I definitely never want somebody to feel like they can't approach Shakespeare. It's like, no, Shakespeare's for everybody and we're going to find your way in. And I'm very passionate about that. So it's really fun.
I wonder, you know, that I'd always wanted to teach, but I needed to get, I had this obsession with, you gotta like that. I would need to go to like the best school in order to get a job. Like, as a teacher, like, well, I'd have to go to the best, or I'm not even gonna bother go to the next one to get an MFA or whatever. And I have a little regret now that I didn't do that.
When you get to a certain age, there's always regret there's always some you can't do every single thing you want to do when you have the idea. You have to choose. So there's always a, oh, but I would have liked this too. Or, oh, I could have done that a little bit different, you know, a little differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my life.
Yeah.
So many. I shoulda, coulda.
That's how it is when you get to be. When you.
Old.
When, well, yeah.
My age.
Well, it's just you see that there are certain choices you would have liked to have been able to do both choices. And then sometimes, well, what if I choose that instead? Or, you know, like.
Well, then I hit this point that I'm like, well, what would I do with any of that now? Like, I wish you got to pursue an MFA when you still are delusional enough to think that it's going to help you. Right.
I mean, I think it definitely, it depends. Like,
it's hard to go back and get an MFA at 50.
Oh, no,
feels.
Yeah, no. Well, also too, it's like, what do you want to do with it? I still feel like it's enriched my life in so many ways, but it's just, it didn't go in the way that I had imagined. Right.
Except that now you at any point could teach. You're allowed to. I can't ever teach theater at a college because I don't have an MA.
I don't know if we should say ever. I mean, you do have. Because some of them, if you have enough professional experience, that will count. So just
I can show my hand modeling gigs.
Yeah.
No, see, I'm qualified.
Well, I'll writer, teach Molière. Writer, director, filmmaker,
podcaster. Yeah.
I think it just depends on what the other competition is around for when you are applying to said job. I think there's definitely certain community colleges that would be more than happy to have. You would be the most qualified person applying to teach it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You know what? I finally, these Owala bottles, I know they were like trending like crazy. And this is not sponsored, but Owala, if you want me to, you can give me money to do an
app. Yeah.
But anyway,
I got one.
Right? Like, I've seen this and I've wanted one for ages, and then I just didn't because I just couldn't justify. I'm like, I have plenty of things to drink water out of. But I finally got this one because I like that it doesn't need a straw and that it's easy to carry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my kid picked out these colors for me. So.
I don't know about you, but I'm always, my life has been like, you know what? If I get this water bottle, I bet now I'll drink enough water. That's why.
I definitely drink more water out of my preferred cups or bottles. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I do for a week. I do for a couple of weeks, and I do at the gym for sure. I need to consume more water and less busy things.
I had this one when I was pregnant that was like enormous. You could fit all of your water in it for the day. And then it would say things like, good progress, keep on going. You can do it. You did it. Like, so you would see how far along you were for the day, which I do like, but it was just, you know, I was ready for a different one. It was so huge. And I was just like, I'm ready for a different type of one. I've had this for a few years. That's the only thing that I don't like, or what I would improve upon this. It would be great if it had like a little button or something so that I could remember how many bottles I've had for the day. Cause I don't even know how many of these do I need to drink in a day? Like three?
How many ounces?
What is it? Like 24? Does it say? I could look. It says it is. Yeah. 24 ounces.
Three covers you.
Okay. So
I think you're supposed to get 64.
I just need to remember. That would be if it had a place where I could say how many. It's my Shark Tank idea, I guess.
It's so hard to consume enough water of what you're supposed to that sometimes I'm like, really? How are we supposed to drink that much? How are we built to need to drink that much? Because
well,
you couldn't have got all that
water, aren't we? Like 90% water. But the thing is, some of your water intake is also from food.
It doesn't. Yes, that is true.
Water, fortunately. But I can, I mean, I probably do easily have three of these a day.
Really?
Well, because you just leave it, like I leave it out all the time, right? So it's.
Do you not drink anything else?
Oh, during the day, I mostly drink water. I probably have like a decaf coffee. Okay, you guys, here you can hear what I have on a right. Typically what I drink is I have like a cup of water first thing in the morning, and then I have like half a cup of actual coffee. So I get a little bit of a jolt, but not too much. And then later at night, I have a decaf coffee, and that's usually all I drink other than water all day.
Really?
Sometimes I make myself tea. I try to make tea. And then every now and again, I'm a sucker for those little mini Coca-Colas. But I don't have those every day.
The mini Coca-Colas.
The mini, yeah, the little minis.
Not, yeah, you don't want to do a whole.
Well, I like the, yeah, no, the whole ones I don't usually finish. So I like the minis because then it just like, I don't feel quite so bad about drinking soda, you know? And yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's good. That hit the spot. But yeah, usually I just, what do you drink though?
A lot of Coke Zeros.
Oh.
I
don't like how they taste.
And ice.
Ice is water.
No, those ice. No, the ice drinks, sparkling ice.
Oh.
Flavored.
Oh, but that's water.
That's a little more than water. Sparkling ice is more than water.
Oh, is it the kind that has sugar? It's not just like the
it's like five. Type? It's like 5 calories in it.
What about like the Waterloos and stuff? Don't those like just like the flavor?
Yeah, I do. I'll do some of those. Like, I do some of those sometimes, but like I just I need to just get back to just water. The Waterloo type, the sparkling waters, I used to be addicted to them and I would drink them. And now I find I drink them and then I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm halfway through. And then I leave it and I don't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not like it warm. I don't mind. Well, I'm okay with warm room temperature, like regular water. I'm even better with the room temperature soda than I am with this.
I'm much better with like hot or cold. I don't care for room temperature usually.
Yeah. I prefer cold, but I'll drink more cold. But
Now that we're talking about all the delicious things to drink, now I'm like, I really want a stout. Like, I'm not going to drink a beer right now. It's 2:40. It's not happening. And I don't have one anyway. But yeah. Like, oh, that sounds so delicious.
There's non-alcoholic stouts that we've discovered.
Does it taste like that though?
Does it taste really good? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know what this is later. I need to find one.
And we got a Guinness. We found Guinness, non-alcoholic Guinness.
I don't really like Guinness. It's too light for me.
Too light?
Yeah. Like the body. I know it's a dark beer, but like the body of it is like.
Oh, interesting. Well, I will say that I think one of the issues with the non-alcoholic that you have to get used to is that it doesn't taste like there's a lack of bite on it that you're like the harshness that you realize, oh, that was the alcohol. But like the flavor, some of the flavors, it's like, oh, this is a good flavor. But you feel like, I feel like I could drink a lot of this right now.
I'm so curious.
But at the same time, you smell like beer. It smells like beer. And so you're drinking it like, wait, I shouldn't. Like when I've had two, I've been like, I should be stopping now, right? Because I'm like, wait a second. This is not out.
Pour it for yourself in little shot glasses. So you feel like you have the experience of having so many, but it's really just been one.
Well, beer. Because you're like, I should feel something now. Like I've had enough of these that I should feel something. But you won't because it's non-alcoholic, right?
Oh my gosh. I'm so, so intrigued. I'm also thinking about how nice it is to drink things in different, like, I know we were talking about bottles, like what we drink more water out of or whatnot, but like even just the experience of, are you drinking it out of what type of glass or a stein or like the shape of the mug or,
yeah,
you know, it just adds so much to the experience.
That's probably what I should do more, is just pour the water seltzers into a glass, because I think I tend to drink more if I do that. Because mm-hmm. I can see that it still has.
Yeah.
It has some to drink.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice too to put like a little, I know this adds a little sugar then, but it is nice to pour in some juice with the seltzers too. Make yourself like a little sparkly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, a little bit's not bad.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, like fresh slice of lime on the side, sprig of mint, just.
I don't think a slice of lime, I don't think they're counting as.
I'm not thinking about calories. I'm just thinking of like elevating your experience.
I know, but I think lemon, like people just have lemon water. I don't think people think of it as like you're taking away from your water drinking by having
thinking of that. Now I'm just going down the lane of like all the delicious things to drink, and what you'll drink even more if your cup is all pretty. And
yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I can't measure it, but like, I definitely drink way more of something if there's ice in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, it's cold, and see it disappear, and like, yeah, well, I'll have another.
There's less of it though too. There's like actually less volume.
Yeah, I know, but it's exciting.
What's so crazy about Starbucks in there? I mean, it's not only Starbucks, but like when you get an ice drink and it's like, oh, okay, great. That was like 4 ounces.
Yeah. In a 64 ounce. Bottle.
It'd be great if they would just make their ice cubes out of coffee, because then you were still paying for your full beverage.
Well, that's interesting.
Right?
Can you?
Starbucks, give me money for this idea. Like, this is a great idea.
Can you?
Can you
freeze coffee?
I think you can freeze coffee. And then, oh man, now I want to make this too. I'm like, this sounds great.
Well, that's something you could try at home.
Right? Oh, for sure.
Take a little coffee, pour it in some trays.
Just go to Starbucks at 6 a.m. I want the ice cubes to be coffee. I'll be back in 3 hours. Have it ready.
Because I'm like, well, we do it with like juice.
Yeah.
Like we can make like pineapple cubes for like popsicles, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So mm-hmm. why couldn't you do it with coffee?
Right. Yeah, I think so.
That would, huh? I'm gonna have to. Ooh. Gretchen's my former barista that I can quiz on. Hey, is this a thing? Can you do this?
Because I think. Oh, okay.
You might say you could.
I need you. Okay, so I love getting the dark roast iced coffee that Starbucks has just at the grocery store, right? Like the 34, 60, whatever the heck the big ounce is. So that's what I like to have in the morning. But what I ought to do is start pouring that into ice cube trays too. And then that would be yum. Now that we're moving into the hot weather season and you need all these ice drinks.
Hot. It's hot. You know what? You need ice drinks more in the winter, I feel like.
Do tell.
Because you want to even out the temperature, right? You don't want it too warm. I don't know. I used to always like, no, I need a cold drink. I'm a cold drink kind of guy. I'm not really a hot drink.
Cold water. I mean, sometimes I will drink a hot, you know, hot water with lemon or something, but no, normally cold water. But I do love like a nice hot beverage for sure.
Like, I always need the hot beverage to cool down so I can eat it, drink it.
Well, yeah, you don't want it scalding, but I want it to be more on the hot side than the warm side when I drink it. I want it to cool down just enough that it's not scalding.
Like, hot chocolate and tea are the only things, right? Such a limited window of things for me to drink.
Coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, you don't like the taste?
No, which is weird because I used to eat coffee ice cream.
I want that too. It's so delicious.
But then I stopped because my mom got it all the time, and that's why I ate it. And then when I went to college, I never had it. And then I remember getting coffee ice cream once and being like, oh my God, It tastes like coffee.
Yeah.
I'm like,
How dare you be with the title?
So like, I might have liked it more right out of high school. But then I hadn't had it for years. Oh, and so man. Then I was like, ugh.
I used to love strawberry shortcake ice cream in high school. I think that was my favorite. Now I haven't had it in forever. I don't even know if I'd like it anymore.
Wait, you mean not a flavor strawberry shortcake, but a strawberry shortcake dessert?
Ice cream. I said, no, strawberry cheesecake. I said shortcake. I meant cheesecake. Strawberry cheesecake ice cream. I think they had it like PCBY or something. It was so good.
I've seen that as a, I've seen something cheesecake as a, at a frozen yogurt place as a flavor, which those are, I think like, oh, there's cake batter, lots of stuff. Boy, this got to the hunger episode.
You know, we talk about food a lot, food and beverages. And last time, I think you had a cookbook on one of our last episodes. You had a cookbook coming.
We should have a chef in sometime. Talk about shrimp and the things to do with shrimp. I don't know if you ever get, I get phases where I'm bored of food. Like, I don't know. Like I can't think of a new thing to do.
Oh, I thought and you meant always eating. Like if you ever get bored of food, like, oh, I got to eat again. Like, I don't feel like it. I'm bored of eating.
I get bored of making the same things for dinner.
Oh yeah.
But then the other things to make are so much effort.
Yeah.
It hasn't helped since the wife got a milk allergy. Cause then.
Right. That's
taking out all cheesy dishes. Only dishes where you can add cheese in at the end for individuals.
Man, this week I'm very boring about because I wanted to be like lazy about what I'm making. So I've been eating like the same thing the last few days. But I think next week I'd like to do more meal prepping because I miss actually getting.
You eat the same thing?
Yeah, I didn't used to like, you know, leftovers or this or that so much, but now like I'll totally do it out of convenience. Like, or too, if it's taco night, I'm like, I love it when I decide it's like a taco night or taco week because I can stretch that for like 4 days. I'll make tacos I'll probably eat tacos 2 or 3 days and then I can turn it into like a rice bowl or something.
Yeah.
And it's so easy because I don't have to prep almost anything and I still get in all these different food groups.
I've made this bad habit now because I think the kids are used to different things every night. So now like if I did spaghetti on Monday and then I tried to pull spaghetti on Tuesday, they'd be like, what is going on?
You know what? It is definitely harder. Like I will make separate dinners for my kid though sometimes. Like she doesn't eat everything the same night. She doesn't eat everything the same time. But I might, and that's partially why I will get lazier with my food because I'm just like, I might offer her 4 things and none of it sounds good to her. So I have to like offer something else. And I don't have to. I guess I don't. If she gets hungry enough, she's just gonna eat the thing, but I do like to offer her different things.
Oh, it's nice to offer them a menu.
It is, you know.
What would you like tonight, ma'am? What can I serve?
I know.
You?
Yeah.
The catch of the day is tuna fish in a can.
Wow, you're reading my mind because that's exactly what I thought I'd make when the podcast is over. I haven't had tuna fish in a long time. And I was like, I'll make tuna fish for a late lunch. That's what I'll make.
High protein.
Yeah.
It's a good meal. I don't know when kids will eat it because I can't. Just the mere suggestion my kids snub their nose at. I don't know if there's an age that it starts or if I missed my window.
I don't think you missed your window.
They just seem to think things are so gross sometimes when I mention.
Well, like, and taste buds change. I mean, do you feel like your palate has increased since you've gotten older? Stayed the same or lessened?
Oh, I've definitely eat way more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they don't like it now, they might like it later then.
That's true. We just know some man babies that have not seemed to expand their taste buds since they were, you know, it took my kids like 4 years to eat pizza without complaint.
Oh, well, but their mom does have a dairy allergy now. So maybe they just had a sensitivity to.
No, they didn't want any pizza when they had no sensitivity. They're just like, my son did not like melted cheese. They're like,
peasant food. I'm not having this.
It was ridiculous. Now they like it. But now I can't get them to eat. They don't like spaghetti with sauce.
Oh, my gosh. You know what my kid is really into right now is ketchup instead of sauce
on spaghetti pasta,
which I'm like, where did she get this from? This is strange. Side note. If people are buying ketchup, did you know that you can get organic ketchup from Trader Joe's and it does not have corn syrup in it? So, you know, high fructose corn syrup is not really great for you. So it's like, if you can have an alternative that tastes like just as delicious, maybe more delicious from Trader Joe's, go get it there. Also, along with the commercial, why am I making so many commercials for things? Did you know? Okay, actually, I'm going to show you this right now. Here we go. I should be making commercials all the time. Did you know that you can get, well, I know you can't see it. This like big thing of the Lindor truffles, right? Not the mushroom truffles, the chocolate ones. You get like a 1 pound, 5 ounce bag right now, 5.2 ounce bag from Costco. It's already at the Costco discounted price, but then it's also like another $4 off. Just saying.
There's this, I'm following a chemist now online.
Yes. What's her name? Jessica, was it? Or
yeah. Jessica Nurek.
Jessica Nurek.
So she was interesting because she actually mentioned this thing about high fructose corn syrup.
Okay.
Because.
Did she say that there's actually nothing wrong with it?
Well, that when you look at things on a chemical level, there's not a difference between sugar and corn syrup.
I thought it was the high fructose part that was.
Well, there's fructose
is one thing, but high fructose corn syrup is like.
There's fructose, there's glucose, there's like three different kinds of sugars, and just. That there's a lot of fear around them because people don't want to like people just decide that something they think is unnatural occurs. And it's not necessarily like there's. Like. Was it aspirin she was talking about? Like you can get like what aspirin comes from, like you can get aspirin naturally,
mm-hmm.
but. They figured out how to get it by taking out, they figured out what the chemical is of it. Mm-hmm. So how to create aspirin. And then you don't have to consume all the other stuff that comes from natural aspirin. Right. And that there's not really chemically anything different that it does than the natural stuff, except that it's more effective and you can dose yourself properly. And she's made me a little less scared about stuff like, not that she's saying like, she doesn't think you should consume sugar as much as we do anyway.
Oh yeah, no, we consume right? more sugar.
But she said she worries about the misrepresentation of well, people say, oh, but this doesn't have high fructose corn syrup. She goes, that doesn't make it a health food. And that's what
I do agree. Like, right. I do agree, but like, being a chemist, I feel like I rather have something with sugar than high fructose corn syrup.
That's very common.
It doesn't make either of them a health food. But here's the glucose goddess. I don't know if you follow her or if I've mentioned her on here before. One thing I really like about her is I think she's also like a French chemist or something, but she talks about like helping your body process. That stuff so you don't get those glucose spikes because I feel like, well, if I still want to have my sugar but I want to do it in a healthier way,
yeah,
I was doing really well with this like months ago. Now it's all gone out the window. But if you have like vegetable or something like really fibrous first or something, like the order in which you eat it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So eat it first and it'll help the break. It'll slow down the process of how it breaks down in your body or help with the absorption or something like that. So it's like, okay, pair your protein with this, da 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 da, and then it's better. Cause I get that realistically it would be better to not eat sugar for overall well-being, but it also would make me feel less happy. So I'm like, I want my chocolate cake. If I have to eat a piece of broccoli first and then I can have my chocolate cake, fine.
Yeah, I think basically now I can't remember exactly what she said about it. I'll have to try to find it. But I think she was more like, don't worry as much about whether it is like what type of sugar it is, and just try to consume less.
Oh,
overall.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely.
You're not being unhealthy from the. Whether you're having a donut made from high fructose corn syrup or just sugar, it's a donut. So just eat it moderately and you'll be fine.
Yeah. I think that I feel like there's levels to that. But it is a good message for sure, because too often the marketing makes something seem like it's healthy when it's really not healthy. And just because somebody says it's like all natural or it's organic or this or that, and then you think, oh, it's healthy. Read all those ingredients.
Yeah. Cocaine's all natural too. Yeah. I still trip out that Coca-Cola used to actually contain cocaine.
Well, I mean, why do you think I only get the mini cans?
Right. It's a lot to snort.
Oh, that would be horrible, snorting a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, a little fizzy.
Ooh.
Brain buster. All right, hey, we're about out of time here. But hey, it was great getting back together.
Yeah, it's fun
catching with you. And we'll have to check out those college job boards. I think we'll have to check out those college job boards.
Oh yeah, you know that would be really fun. Oh, timer went off. That would be. Why did that one go off today? I don't know. I'll figure out later. that'd be a great time for sure.
Yeah. All right. Black and a half.